Welcome to the Masthead for November 2024, brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Support the Siemens Church Institute. Mariners depend on SCI, and SCI depends on you. In this issue, November 2024, Compassion, Dependability, Integrity. Riverbell Awards Dinner, December 5th, 2024. 1 year of injustice, remembering the Galaxy Leader crew's ongoing detention. Christmas service and celebration at the International Seafarer Center. Siemens Church Institute promotes Kelly Butts to Assistant Director of CME Paducah. Sabine pilots reinforce skills at CME's Advanced Radar Course. SCI Chaplain Associate Winston Rice christens Golding Barge Lines MV Whit Golding in Vicksburg. The christening of the MV ACBL Mariner. Compassion Fatigue by Chaplain Michelle Williams. Thanks to our corporate sponsors, American Commercial Barge Lines, Ingram, Trinity Church, Wall Street, American Bureau of Shipping, Genco, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, Tote, and Seward & Kissel. 24th Annual Riverbell Awards Luncheon, December 5th, 2024, Paducah, Kentucky. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Join us for our 24th Annual Riverbell Awards Luncheon on Thursday, December 5th, 2024, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Paducah McCracken County Convention and Expo Center in Paducah, Kentucky. Congratulations to our 2024 Riverbell Awards honorees. Riverbell Award, Bob Blocker, American Commercial Barge Line. River Legend Award, Charles A. Hound, Jr., Parker Towing Company, Incorporated. Distinguished Service Award, Matt Woodruff, Kirby Corporation. Life-Saving Award, the crew of the MV Captain Rodney Adams, Blessy Marine Services, Incorporated. The crew of the MV Haley M. Merrick, Canal Barge Company. For questions, please reach out to our team at riverbell@siemenschurch.org. Center for Mariner Advocacy, Siemens Church Institute, 1 year of injustice, remembering the Galaxy Leader's crew's ongoing detention, by Phil Shifflin, Director, Center for Mariner Advocacy. November 19th marks the one-year anniversary of the Galaxy Leader crew's detention by the Houthis in Yemen. These 25 seafarers, 17 Filipinos, 2 Bulgarians, 3 Ukrainians, 2 Mexicans, and 1 Romanian, were simply carrying out their duty, transporting critical cargo across the seas to support the global economy, when they were unjustly seized. To this date, they remain held against their will with no allegations of wrongdoing. Additionally, these men are now being used as political leverage in a conflict in which they have no involvement. Over this past year, they have likely missed birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, births, and other significant moments. Mariners often sacrifice such personal milestones in their line of work, but they do so with the expectation of an eventual reunion with family and friends at home. For these seafarers, those sacrifices have been magnified without reason, as now a full year has passed without any assurance of their release. The Siemens Church Institute's Center for Mariner Advocacy, along with a coalition of international organizations, shipping companies, NGOs, and concerned nations, has relentlessly advocated for their freedom. Despite these efforts, there has been no success to date. On this unfortunate anniversary, let us remember these seafarers and their families who are enduring an indefinite separation, not for any crime, but simply because they were doing their jobs. SCI will remain committed to advocating for their release. International Seafarer Center, Port of New York and New Jersey, Christmas service and celebration. The International Seafarer Center, ISC, at Port Newark, New Jersey, will hold its first annual Christmas service and celebration on Wednesday, December 18, 2024, at 12 p.m., led by SCI chaplains, the Reverend James Colin and the Reverend Dr. Bill Allport. The service will feature Christmas carols and be followed by a festive luncheon. ISC Director Matt Morse will also offer tours of the center. This warm, inclusive event provides a non-denominational, seasonal celebration where seafarers and Port Newark community can come together in fellowship. We look forward to welcoming our guests as we offer this meaningful gathering at a time that can often feel challenging and isolating for many in the maritime community. Center for Maritime Education, the Seamus Church Institute promotes Kelly Butts to Assistant Director of CME Paducah. The Seamus Church Institute is pleased to announce the promotion of Kelly Butts to Assistant Director of the Center for Maritime Education in Paducah. Originally from Columbus, Georgia, Kelly has been a vital member of the SCI team since November 1997, contributing over 27 years of dedicated service and maritime industry expertise. A Rhodes College graduate with a political science degree and a history minor, Kelly worked in the Conventions and Meetings Department of Aflac's global headquarters before she arrived at SCI. Her experience, extensive knowledge, and involvement at CME Paducah make her exceptionally qualified for this position. She looks forward to stepping into her new role as Assistant Director and continuing her commitment to advancing SCI's mission and supporting the maritime community. Saving pilots reinforce skills at CME's Advanced Radar Course. In August, the Center for Maritime Education welcomed the Saving Pilots Organization, pilot boat operators from Port Arthur, Texas. At CME, they engaged in an advanced radar course designed to update their radar proficiency through simulator exercises and classroom instruction. The course covered critical areas such as radar interpretation, collision avoidance, speed and course detection, plotting, and understanding true and relative vectors, all to enhance safety on the water. CME also customized the training to reflect Sabine Neche's waterway's unique maritime environment, including factors like current direction, speed, and bathymetry, and situational awareness needed for the location. In an email to the Center for Maritime Education Director, Stephen Polk, Sabine Pilot's boat supervisor, Captain Michael Haight, wrote, "I heard lots of positive feedback from our pilot boat captains and witnessed them putting some of the subject matter to work the other day. I greatly appreciate you all putting the course together for us and running our guys through it." Captain Haight's note highlights an essential aspect of CME's mission. While we take pride in training mariners, it's even more fulfilling when we hear their new skills are being put to work on the water. For CME, safer operations mean safer mariners. Ministry on the River. SCI Chaplain Associate Winston Rice christens Golding Barge Lines MV Whit Golding in Vicksburg. One of our greatest joys is offering blessings and well wishes at boat christenings. In late October, Vicksburg, Mississippi, SCI Chaplain Associate, the Reverend Winston Rice, had the honor of participating in the christening of the MV Whit Golding, a powerful new addition to the Golding Barge Lines fleet, named after CEO Austin Golding's eldest son. You can read the full story in this special event in the Waterways Journal. The christening of the MV ACBL Mariner. SCI was honored to participate in the christening of ACBL's newest, most powerful vessel, the ACBL Mariner, during the International Workbook Show in New Orleans last week. Executive Director Mark Nesselhut and Chaplain Jeffrey Davis offered prayers and blessings and presented the crew with a Bible and a U.S. Merchant Marine flag during the ceremony. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI. Compassion Fatigue, by Michelle McWilliams, Chaplain, International Seafarer Center, from the October Quarterly Activity Report. During my visits to ships, I always ask seafarers about their well-being and life on board. Recently, one seafarer, Miles, shared, "My problems begin when I get off the ship." Intrigued, I asked for more details. In his 50s, Miles revealed that his wife is bedridden in a nursing home where he works. Additionally, he bought a house last year, which has brought its own set of challenges, such as necessary repairs and updates. He would soon sign off at the next port and return to this difficult reality. Miles works for more than 90 days continuously, which sometimes offers him a respite from his on-land responsibilities. Unlike many seafarers, being away from home has some benefits for him beyond just the income. Drawing from my own experiences with caregiving, I observed how his contract offers him a form of self-care and self-preservation. We discussed compassion fatigue and the detrimental impacts of caregiving. While his job provides some relief, Miles remains preoccupied with worries about home. The responsibility of meeting his wife's needs places a heavy burden on him. We explored strategies to manage these feelings and the challenges of having others care for his wife, who may not always meet his expectations. Caregiving extends beyond parenthood and can be challenging, whether for a parent, partner, or child. The guilt of feeling relief when apart from them is common. As I walked away from our conversation, I reflected on how Miles valued speaking with someone who truly understood his struggles and listened to him. Join us in supporting mariners and seafarers. Your donations make a difference. From the archives, from the SCI archives. On November 14, 1851, Moby Dick was published in America and received mixed reviews, quite different from the largely positive reception it had in Britain. The book's reputation soared, that is, after a 1926 reprint by Modern Library, and references to both Melville and Moby Dick appear frequently in SCI's archives and reports on contemporary whaling. In the May 1956 edition of The Lookout, SCI shared an article with Cornelius Tavernier, SCI's baker and former whaler, who shared his thoughts on whaling while testing out whalebone pie crimpers. From the whale's mouth, a century after they were carved from whale's teeth, four pie crimpers are tested by the Institute's baker, Cornelius Tavernier. When Cornelius sailed on whaling ships himself in 1919, there was no time to gather ivory. We just ripped the blubber off and let them sink. More SCI history? Check out SCI's online archives. SCI's corporate sponsors, sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church, Wall Street. Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Genco Shipping and Trading, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing and Transportation, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, and Tote Group. In-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please contact our office. Subscribe to the Masthead. The Seamen's Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. This has been a recording of the Masthead for November 2024. Brought to you by the Seamen's Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets.